You're listening to SBS News.
Today I'm announcing that New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons. In short, every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
Less than a week after New Zealand's worst mass shooting, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced sweeping changes to the country's gun laws. All military-style semi-automatic rifles, assault rifles, high-capacity magazines and certain modification parts will be unavailable for purchase without police permits. The 28-year-old Australian man charged over the Christchurch attacks used two semi-automatic weapons, legally bought with a licence. He's charged with one count of murder and is likely to face further charges when he returns to court next month. Ms. Ardern says the man shouldn't have been able to do what he did.
The attacker on 15 March took a significant number of lives using primarily two guns. They were assault rifles and they were purchased legally on an A-category gun licence, the standard licence held by gun owners in New Zealand. The capacity of these assault rifles was then enhanced. While the modification of these guns was illegal, it was done easily through a simple online purchase.
Ms. Ardern says draft legislation will be urgently introduced into the country's parliament, with hope it will become law by mid-April.
These changes will require legislation. That legislation is now being drafted and will be introduced under urgency. My expectation is that the law will be in place by the end of the next two-week sitting session, which is by the 11th of April.
A government-funded buyback scheme aimed at encouraging owners of assault weapons to turn them in is expected to be announced soon. It is expected to cost up to 200 million New Zealand dollars. The government says it has already implemented a temporary program to prevent the newly banned weapons from being sold and stockpiled until the new laws can be implemented. Police Commissioner Mike Bush says these measures will help provide a smoother transition.
We as police want to do everything we can to ensure those people get to bring their firearms, to surrender them to us and make that possible and possible quickly. That will provide challenges for people. Obviously, there is an amnesty or a grace period. So we'll be working with everyone to ensure we give them every assistance to take those firearms off them and never be used again in an act of violence.
Ms. Ardern says her cabinet will work through legalised exemptions to the new laws, but they will be tightly regulated. Police Minister Stuart Nash says the vast majority of New Zealanders support the changes.
It is a privilege and not a right to own a firearm in New Zealand. We know that there are many gun owners with legitimate reasons for owning firearms, especially in our rural and provincial communities. This work is not directed at them. Our focus is on ensuring the immediate safety and peace of mind of our communities.
New Zealand's regulation of arms primarily dates back to 1983. Until now, the most substantive changes to its gun laws followed the Arimoana shootings, which claimed the lives of 13 people in 1990.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.